Friday, January 24th, 2020, Brachot 21.
We assume a woman's obligation to pray is equal to a man. Like, if it's a deraita to pray for a man, like the Rambam, it would be for a woman. The fact, shachar mincha mar, that's the rabbana. Like, that's have to have them 3 times a day, but once a day would be mi deraita. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a very neglected mitzvah. In other words, historically, women, I mean, the Magen Avraham writes about it, women,
so it's like minhag almost trump halacha.
I don't think so. I'm not a big minhag trump halacha guy, you know, but what can I tell you? It was not widely observed. I think today our generation's a lot better. I mean, women are more educated, but... but it is. When the Mishnah says, Nashim Archayav Bitvila, it's not like, okay, men have this and women. No, it's the same obligation. Like Birchan HaMazon, it's the same, then they can be mostly them. That's a discussion by Birchan HaMazon, whether it's Doraita or Durabana. But everybody agrees by Tvila, it is me Doraita that a woman is obligated. Assuming there's a mitzvah Doraita. The simple assumption of the Gemara is Tvila is only Durabana. But so what? The men and women still have an equal obligation to daven. Okay, we got up to, thank you very much. Wow. Okay, special Friday treat. You know, maybe if we had sushi, you know, that would with fill the room. Okay, let's start at the Mishnah, bottom of Kaf Amud Beit. Balkeri, Mahara Berlipo. So a person who had a seminal omission, he's not allowed to say Shema. So this is this doesn't apply anymore. Ezra made a takana. We're going to learn about it. A Balkeri is Tameh, has to go to Mikveh, and before he goes to Mikveh, he can't have it and can't learn Torah. It's an amazing thing. Wow. Shaloyo Tamidecha Chamim Mutsui Metzil Nishonotem Katarnagolim. He didn't want men to be with their woman, like, I don't know, chickens, whatever's an expression. Right, of course. I don't know why they picked Tarnagolim. It must, you have to know a little bit about the anatomy of a rooster or whatever. Okay, so the Mishnah says like this. Balkeri Mahara Belibo. So he can think about Shema. He can't say it. He thinks about Shema. Veino Mevarach. But he doesn't, the assumption is he doesn't think about the bracha before the bracha after. That's all the Rabbanan. Let's assume Kriyat Shema is Mina Torah. We'll see. Val Hamazon and Birchan Hamazon, which is a biblical mitzvah, Mevarach La'acharav. He has to be Mevarach. Here the assumption is Bihurhur. He's Mevarach by thinking about it. Veino Mevarach Lefanav. The bracha before you eat is only a rabbinic mitzvah. So that he wouldn't even have to think about. Rav Yehuda Omer, Mevarach Lifnei Melechem. Rav Yehuda disagrees. We're going to see. He says, you do make the bracha before and after, assuming by Kriyat Shema, Yotzer Or, and Ava Rabba, and Kal Yisrael. Okay. Amar Ravina. So Ravina is learning this Mishnah. Ravina is one of the later Amoraim. Zod Omeret. It must be hearers kedibur dami. Now, of course, we have a funny thing, because here we'll get there in a minute. Hearer kedibur dami. Thinking is the same thing as saying. Why? Kedibur. Not exact. Kedibur. The isa katatach, if you were to think, lav kedibur dami, it's not speaking. Lama maharer. To think about something doesn't count. Apparently, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema requires to say it, not just to think about it. Right, you have to do, who cares what you think about, right? So therefore, it must be, if it wouldn't be speaking, then you don't accomplish anything. Lama maharer. Elamai, here we're kedibur dami. So the Gemara says, that's very nice. So if it's kedibur dami, he might as well say it. You'll see, in other words, that's miman of shach. If here we're kedibur dami, so he can say it. And if it's lav kedibur dami, he doesn't accomplish. But obviously, the simple answer, it's something in the middle. It's obviously not the same as speaking. It's kid dibur. Whenever the Gemara says kid, it doesn't mean it's the same. It means it's like. But like isn't is. You know, like if you embarrass somebody in public, it's like you murdered him. It's not. So the only one who takes that halacha l'maisa seriously is the Binyan Sion. He has Sota. But most poskim assume that Binyan Sion writes halacha l'maisa. Binyan Sion died in 1878 or something. He writes halacha l'maisa that you have to give up your life rather than embarrass somebody in public. It's one of the cardinal sins. Kishvichas dami. But that's generally assumed not to be like that. The word kit. Anyway, so also, it's somehow in the middle. But it's more than doing nothing. You're thinking about it.
Why can't we just say it's like a bidyevet action?
So the Gemara says, kit eshkechan
b'sinai. It's also by the way, but it's a question about Limud Torah. You have to make Birkat Torah.
In other words, we found that Har Sinai, that they weren't allowed to be next to their wife, so they wouldn't be a Balkari, and still, like, I guess the experience of being there before they're Osim Ketura doesn't, they, in other words, it doesn't really answer the question. The Gemara, Ezra separated them because of what it says by the Chumash and Matan Torah, that they couldn't be there on, so what? So why do you have to say it? How does that answer the question?
So it says here, it says here in the Shanks, in Matan Torah, they learned B'dibur.
Right, okay. B'hir Hur. No, they learned they hear
it. It says here that they learned, they learned B'dibur. So even though here, K'dibur Dame, since in Matan Torah, the only thing was B'dibur, so you're doing it not B'dibur, even though it's like Dibur, but it's not like Matan Torah, so it's okay. That's what he says in
Chinese. Alamai here were kidibur dami, right? Yotzi b'svatav. No, but I'm assuming Kadeshka and Sinai at Sinai, they weren't motzi b'dvarav. They weren't. The Jewish people were listening. It's a little bit unclear. Okay. But okay, I hear you.
There's another thinking, there's listening, and then there's talking.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So what happened? And then we said, like at Sinai. So what do you mean, like at Sinai? So Rashi says at Har Sinai, they weren't allowed to be next to their wives. They wouldn't be intimate with their husbands. So they wouldn't become a Balkari. And then it says, Yom Asher Marata, and that you should be, and the next passage, the day you stood at Sinai. So somehow, by thinking about it, it's as if you're at Sinai. But I'm assuming because you're not really speaking it. In other words, they were at Sinai, but they couldn't, you know, so that's this idea of here who are. Okay, anyway, so Rav Chista Amar, Rav Chista learns the exact opposite, going back to our Mishnah. Nu, here we're left Kedibur Dami. Here is not speaking. Why not? How do you know? If it was Kedibur, the Isakadag, here we're Kedibur Yami, Yotzi Bisvatab. Obviously, he should say it in his mouth. Obviously, it's not. Elamai, here we're left Kedibur Dami. That's why it's clearly in the middle, right? Lama Maharer, Amar Rav Elazar. So you're right. The Gemara says, Taka Ein, Rav Chista is right. There's no real point to be Maharer. It's in terms of being Yotze in the mitzvah. Amar Rav Elazar, Kedei Shaluya Kol Olam Kulo Oskim Bo Vohiyu Shev Ubat. That's a beautiful idea. The whole shul will sing Shema. So what's he going to do? He's going to read a newspaper? He'll read a newspaper? No. So he has to think about, he can't say Shema. He's a Balkari, can't say Shema. But he can think about Shema. Now, nobody really knows. People say he's not reading, but at least it's not right to hold Tzibur. But you're right. Mitam Kriyat Shema, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. That's what he said. I'm sorry? So that's right. Bekumba, say, yeah, we have a lots of that. The Tosfos pointed out, I didn't mention it when we learned the other day, that a worker combines the bracha of Birchan HaMazon. So Tosfos says, even though it's Midoraita, so yesh koach miachachamim lakar davar min haTorah. So the Gemara asks a funny question. The whole shul is saying Shema, so he's got to be along with him. But he doesn't have to say Shema. Maybe he's more interested in Parshat Shavua. Maybe he wants Daf Yomi. He's not so interested in Shema. He knows it already. He wants to think about something else. V'nigros bepirka achrin. The Gemara said, no, you can't do that. I'm a rather barava. We've seen him a lot recently. Avar Veda Barava, B'davar Shat Tzibur Oskim Bo. He's got to be Mishtati B'Tzibur, so he doesn't have to think. The idea is a beautiful idea. In other words, what the Tzibur is doing, that's what have to. When you come to shul, everybody has to think about the same thing. Think about we're praying to God. Everybody's got to be thinking. Even the person who can't daven has to be thinking about what he could be davening if he could daven. It's a beautiful idea. He can't, the same way you can't learn. You're not supposed to, I mean, it's a halakha of people. I mean, it should be the worst thing they do, you know, but still, it's not right. You're not supposed to learn the shul. Even in Chazar HaShatz, often you see rabbis do it, because they're the ones who are more interested in learning, and some, they sort of bittul zman Chazar HaShatz, because they're not a mayaritz, they know it, so they learn, but it's api alacha, you're not allowed to learn. Explained many times, it goes against, for Soloveitchik, davening and learning Torah are contradictory mitzvot. Only kids can daven. We've spoken about this many times. So only a kid can daven. You have to have innocence, and I'm totally dependent on God. And only an adult with a critical mind, who's fiercely independent, who argues, can learn. In other words, the mitzvah of learning and davening require totally different mindsets. But you can't learn in davening. But all right, it's better than talking. If you have a choice between learning and talking, better to learn. But the same way, the same way you can't be learning in davening, you can't be thinking about learning. You have to think about Kriyat Shema. Amazing. So the Gemara says, "Varei Tzvila, Shtavar Shat Sibur Oskim Bo." Okay. So let's now we have another issue. That was Kriyat Shema. I said davening in the loose sense, the Kriyat Shema. Hare Tvila, Davar Shat Sivur Askimbo, Utana, and then we learn, Hayao Mebe Tvila, person is in the middle of davening. Vinisgarshu Balkeri, very interesting. It hits him in the middle of a Refainu, and he admits, oh my God, I'm a Balkeri. What's he supposed to do? Lo Yafsik, he shouldn't stop. He should. Ela Yikatser, what's Yikatser? He says each bracha, just a word or two. Just say the major theme of it. It's not nice to quit in the middle once you started. Just say at Samach David Matzmiya Karen Yeshua. I don't know. Don't say the whole bracha. The Gemara says why? Tamad Atchil. That's only because he started to say the daven by accident. He shouldn't have daven. Halo Atchil. If he didn't start to daven, Lo Yatchil. So he shouldn't start at all. So why by Tfila? Do you not be Maharar Belibur? The whole tzibur is davening, and he sits there reading a newspaper or whatever, or learning Torah. You know, the whole tzibur is there. So how can that be? I mean, Kriyat Shema make it. So the Gemara says, Shani Tfila, this is what this means. The late Bay Malchut Shemaim. There's no acceptance of kingdom when you daven. So I would say, Rashi says, you don't say Melech HaOlam. The brachas don't have Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Apparently, that's a more chashev a bracha than Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael, you know, Gal Yisrael, Rofecho Leim O Yisrael, etc. I might interpret it, if I sort of homiletically, that Shema, Tfilas, maybe not homiletically, it's about rachamim, we said yesterday. It's about we daven for ourselves, for our own personal needs. So that's not accepting Malchut Shema. I mean, of course, you're implicitly accepting God, otherwise you're not done. But it's not like Shema, you're declaring your belief in God. When I'm davening, God, help me, I want money. Like, I want to make a lot of money. So, you know, it's for you. So that's maybe not the same thing, Malchut Shema. That's maybe how, it's not what Rashi said, but, you know. It could be, listen. Barei Birchan HaMazon, Lacharav, Deleitle, Malchut Shema. So that Gemara says, no, your answer doesn't work. Because Birchan HaMazon, also you don't say, you say Baruch Atah Hashem HaMazon HaTakol, Ala Aretz Ve'al HaMazon, there's no Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. V'tanan, Ala Mazon Mevarach Acharav, Eino Mevarach Lefanav, but you still have to be Mahar Berlibo with Birchan HaMazon. Ela Kriyat Shema, I got a Gemara here. Ela Kriyat Shema, this is the proof sort of that makes the Rambam hard. Ela Kriyat Shema, Birchan HaMazon Doraita, Utfila Durabanan. Tefillah is only the Rabbanan, so the rabbis didn't make you make a Balkeri think about davening. It's only rabbinically, but Torah, Kriyat Shema is a biblical mitzvah, so therefore you have to think about it. That would the Rambam interpret, say the way we daven tefillah, this particular tefillah, at Shacharit is the Rabbanan. When he goes to mikveh in the day, and then later on, he's mitar, so he can daven later on the day. But the Gemara, similar reading is, davening is only me the Rabbanan. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda. This will be more familiar, I think. We can go a little slower. Amar Rav Yehuda, minayin lebirchan HaMazon. No, if it's not familiar, nobody knows what you're talking about, so you just speed through it. If it's familiar, you will have questions. No? No? Can't you make that argument? Yeah, you have to think about it that way. Amar Rav Yehuda, minayin lebirchan HaMazon lachareha min HaTorah. How do you know you have to bench? You have to birchan HaMazon after you eat. Shenemar v'chalt, well, v'chalt v'savata u'berechta. It's sort of, okay. Minayin l'berechat haTorah lefaneha, min haTorah. So the Gemara here, this is the source that Shirkin Shana Mitzvah v'tzivana l'asok v'dibrei Torah, the berechat haTorah that we say is a biblical mitzvah before you learn. Shenemar ki shem Hashem ekra, I call out on God's name. Havu godel aloinu, you say greatness. So Torah doesn't say like ubeirachta ulamadata. It doesn't say ubeirachta v'shinantel v'necha, but there's an illusion that we call out in God's name. We have to answer, and that's the idea of we say a bracha before we learn. Okay, very nice.
The Ramban,
I'm sorry?
According to the Ramban,
the Ramban counts it as a Taryag mitzvah.
The Torah is God's name.
So the Marsha pointed that out. I saw last night, the Marsha points out, Kishem Hashem Ekra, the Ramban says the Torah is the Shmot of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I call out on Torah, how will Heinu? But also, I don't remember one of the Mefarshim pointed out, the Rambam doesn't count Birchat HaTorah as one of Targum. It doesn't mean it's not biblical, right? A lot of people make that mistake. There are a million things that are biblical mitzvot. They're not part of Taryag mitzvot. Taryag mitzvot means they can never, ever change. They can't be reinterpreted. I mean, it's more to talk about here, but that means it's in the Torah. But things derived from the Torah, so a later Sanhedrin can underive it from the Torah. We don't do it today, so we find that strange. That's what, that's what conservative Judaism, in a sense, used to originally do, really, on a certain level. They said, we have the power to reinterpret the Torah, and we're going to reinterpret, I mean, and you know, not as a, whatever, it's as a historical fact. It's sort of, that's why it's important, what's Taryaga, not the Ramban, but what's in the Torah itself. I mean, that's one idea, but the Ramban actually counts as one of the 613 mitzvot to say Birchot HaTorah, which is wild. You wouldn't think that. But okay, so how do you know? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lamadnu Birchot HaTorah l'acharam mi Birchot HaMaaseh mekal vachomer. So I don't really understand. I mean, I understand the words, but there's some logic here that has been troubling me. Rabbi Yochanan says, we can derive Birchot HaTorah after we say Birchot HaTorah before we learn. So how do you know you have to say after we learn, which we taka don't say, but I could derive it, or
but we say it when we have Aliyah. When we have an Aliyah, we say after maybe before.
Yeah, okay. Let's hold off on that. But we don't say it in the morning afterwards. Right. Okay. We can make a kav v'chomer in Birchot HaMaaseh. What's a kav v'chomer? Birchot HaMaaseh lefaneh, Birchot HaTorah make kav v'chomer. And I can learn Birchot HaMaaseh from Birchot HaTorah as a kav v'chomer. The problem I have, and whereas a kav v'chomer means, since I do A here, I have to do A there. But the Gemara is going to reverse the A and the B, the Kal and the Chomer, between Birchot HaMaaseh and Torah, as we'll see in a moment. In other words, I can make one of the Kal v'Chomers, but I can't make both of them. Hopefully we'll see in a second. I'm sorry?
You should be able to make either of them then.
Well, that Gemara is going to come to the conclusion you can't make either of them. Okay. Right, but not because of that logical argument. That's what I would have said, right? No, I would have picked one of them. Okay, so what's the Kal v'Chomer? Birchot HaTorah l'acharam mi Birchot HaMaaseh mekal v'chomer. So what's the kav v'chomer to tell us Birchot HaTorah afterwards? In other words, so it says like this: Uma mazon food she'ain ta'un nefanav ta'un l'acharav. So what's more important? The assumption here is that the later blessing, the after blessing, is more important. So Birchot HaMaazon doesn't need before; it's not as important. It needs it afterwards. So Torah that has it before. No, so obviously you have a bracha before. Tuna, unless I'm misunderstanding the kav v'chomer, that's how I understand it. Shetuna lefaneh, ain't odin shetuna acharei. So obviously, the one afterwards is more important because Birchot HaMaaseh only has it afterwards. So Birchot HaTorah, if it has before, for sure it has it afterwards. That makes sense if you say the after bracha. Now, how are we going to do the Birchot HaMaaseh? Now we're going to assume the early bracha is important. That's my logical that I don't understand. Maybe you, okay. Birchot HaMaaseh lefaneh. How do you know you have to do Birchot HaMaaseh? You can't do both together. Right, you can do one or the other. Right? Birchot HaMaaseh lefaneh mi Birchot HaTorah. I can learn Birchot HaMaaseh before. Now, Taka, we do that mi derabbanan. We say a bracha, you know, shakonia bidvro, mi kav v'chomer. Uma Torah she'ein tuna l'acharei. We don't have to say a bracha until afterwards, right? You can't have it both ways. Tuna lefaneh needs before. The one before is really important. So mazon, benching, that's food. Shutuna acharav, of course, it's going to need it lefaneh. Ein odin she'etun lefaneh. So ikal mifrach. So I would have been ikal mifrach. It's an inherent contradiction, but that's not ikal mifrach. We can ask on it. We can upschlag it, as they say in English. Ma lemazon shechein nehaneh. Ma le Torah shechein chaye olam. Really, as I this what the Torah is saying, you cannot compare benching to learning Torah. One is a physical act, and one is a spiritual act. Right? Ma le mazon shechein. I derive physical pleasure from eating. Torah is for the next world. It's a mitzvah. It's a spiritual act. I can't learn one from the other. V'otnan, and we also learn ala mazon mevarach l'acharaveinu mevarach lefanav. You're right. We can't derive it. But I didn't really understand the original logic. But okay, maybe I'll ask. Okay, I'm a reviewer. Safe kara kriyachma. So now we're going to see a very interesting idea that I think we've alluded to. That maybe the mitzvah to say kriyachma, well, it's for sure a drasha. It's not derived from. B'shinat alivanecha v'dibartavam b'shivtecha v'itacha v'lecha v'derech b'shofecha v'kumecha. We derive b'shofecha v'kumecha is clearly talking on Matan Torah. But they also be talking about Kriyat Shema. Or maybe no, maybe that's only the Rabbana and an Asmachta, which is what we're going to see an opinion here like. We assume it's Midoraita, but not everybody holds that. Amarav. Yehuda, safe kara kriyat shema. If you're not sure if you daven shema, we're going to see this by tefillah. You guys don't know. He doesn't remember if he said kriyat shema. It's the old joke. If he doesn't remember, he should probably say it again because he didn't say it right. Like, the guys in shul, did I say Elenu or didn't I say Elenu? Even if you said Elenu, you didn't say Elenu. You know, like he's putting on his tefillin. Did I say Elenu? I don't remember, right? That's we all laugh because we know it's true. Okay. Okay. Safe kara kriyat shema, safe lo kara. Eino chozer b'korei. You don't have to say it over again. Wow. Safek amar emet v'yatziv. B'safek lo amar. If you're not sure if you said emet v'yatziv, or if you didn't say it, chozer v'omer emet v'yatziv. You have to say it again. Wow. I would think, meaning emet v'yatziv is more important than Shema. My Tama, why? Kriyat Shema to Rabbanan. Kriyat Shema is only a rabbinic mitzvah. Emet v'yatziv is a Torah mitzvah. Whoa. Torah mitzvah. Emet v'yatziv is midoraita. Kriyat Shema is midorabbanan. That's what the Gemara says. Meitiv Rav Yosef. What do you mean Kriyat Shema is Dirabbanan? It says B'shafelcha u'kumecha. So you already know because I told you. Amar le Abaye. Abaye. Ha'uvadivrei Torechti. That's not talking about Shema. That's this V'shinantan levanecha. When you teach your children, when you get up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, that's there's no mitzvah to say Kriyat Shema. Maybe there's a rabbinic mitzvah. Obviously, there's a rabbinic mitzvah, but there's no biblical mitzvah. Right, the rabbis say to say it. Okay. Tznan. Balkari Mahara Belibo, Veno Mavarach. We said before, Rami Gmar said, right? Balkari Varach Belibo, Veno Mavarach, Lola Fanev, Lola Rachav, Vala Mazel Mavarach, Lachara, Veno Mavarach, Lefanav. Now, by the way I think Tosfot has a different shot, when they say Kriyat Shema Birchan Mazel Doraita, that's where you're Mahara. I think some say Kriyat Shema is Malchut Shemaim, your Maharer. Mazon is Doraita, you're Maharer, and Tefillin Ran, you're not Maharer. In other words, if you hold Kriyat Shema is the Rabbanan, so why are you even Maharer Belibo? You can say because it has all Malchut Shemayim.
Well, that's
the
question here, no?
The Gemara doesn't quite ask it that way. I don't think they quite ask it that way. But I'm saying that's a Dermagari. If you're going to hold this Dirabana, how do you explain the Gemara up here that said it's Midoraita? So you can say they argue on each other. I mean, that's not a big deal. Like, that's okay. So then you should be Maharher afterwards. That's what they're asking. Why aren't you Maharher for the Yatsiv? That's what the Mishnah says you're not doing. So the Gemara says, hold on, why should I? Now the Gemara is going to say something funny. It's going to kind of retract its statement. Im yishum yitziyat mitzrayim. Why is emet v'yatzi midoraita? Because you're masker yitziyat mitzrayim. Ah, ha'ikar b'kriyat shema. So then kriyat shema is doraita. No, but it's not kriyat shema is doraita. It's yitziyat mitzrayim is doraita. Right. Ah, he already said it. Ha'ikar le b'kriyat shema. B'nei maha v'lo b'ayha. So skip shema and say emet v'yatzi. That's midoraita. The Gemara says, "Ha kriyat shema adifa." You should say both. The eat be tarti because it has yitzi mitzrayim. And Rashi says, "Al machut shemaim." So you might as well say shema. But in theory, you could be mekayim the mitzvah yitzi mitzrayim by emet biyatzi. Okay.
But you're basically saying that we really would have supposed. You only have to, according to the sheet, you only have to say yitzi mitzrayim, not kriyat shema. But if you have to choose to say yitzi mitzrayim, kriyat shema, it's better than kriyat shema.
Yeah, actually, right. That's exactly fair. Yeah. Rav Elazar mar safek kara kriyat shema safek lo kara chozer v'kore. You do say because a simple reason because it's midoraita. Safek kriyat shema safek hit palel safek lo hit palel. Guy doesn't remember if he daven Shmoneh Esrei. It's like unbelievable, right? I mean, you learn the Gemara. Like think about what I don't know if I daven. I don't know if I said, so we know halachas all this time. I don't know if I said a melech HaKadosh or a kehel HaKadosh. I don't know if I said v'tein tol matos. So in 30 days, you do. Well, halacha, because obviously people, these things came up every day. Obviously. That's what the Yalav Yavo shared.
You know. Come to the 620 Shachrit and see what you remember at 645.
Okay, Eina Chinami. That's exactly, maybe, yeah, right.
To me in Mincha, like I come to you know, it's a summer day. Yeah.
Right, Eina Chinami. I'm saying, it's reality. It's amazing, but it's real. Yeah. That's one of the things I love about it. It's so real. Yeah. It's not like we're human beings. I did daven, I didn't daven, who knows?
Except when you start talking about demons.
Okay, all right, anyways. Okay. Sabe, ki palo, sabe, loy palo. Ain't no chozer, umi palo. You don't have to repeat, just assuming it's midoraita. Now here's another one. This one doesn't go over so well today. Nobody. Rav Yochanan Sevar. What are you talking about? Either he's disagreeing or he's not disagreeing. He's just making statement. In other words, maybe you don't have to go, but still, I want you to know. Halavai sheif halal adam kol yom kulo. If only man would daven all day. In other words, you should say it over. Yeah, it's pristame saying it.
The Gemara brings it. Not
yeah, and then there were, you have to understand, right. Rav Yochanan wasn't talking. That's always the case. The editors of the Gemara are using Rav Yochanan's statement in a halachic context, which Rav Yochanan may or may not have meant,
right.
Of course. But halavai sheif halal adam kol yom kulo. Beautiful idea. Halavai shetam, which is, of course, goes against learning Torah all day, and that's what I said. Torah and tefillah are two contradictory mitzvot, and it's very rare for one person to be able to do both of them well. And yeshivas, well, you know, the Balaj and they used to daven in 20 minutes in the morning, just let's learn, and we'll skip half a benching, we go to Lamsani, all these things. And in the Hasidish world, we don't learn because we're too busy davening and singing, and then and two different approaches.
Here we combine the two approaches.
We do neither learn,
and we don't learn.
Right. Okay, yeah. Okay, we have to be the schuyot of, what do you mean we don't learn?
Yeah.
People come to shul Friday in the winter to learn daf yomi before Shabbos. Who, amazing. What Am Yisrael is so amazing. HaKadosh Baruch, look at Bnei Yisrael. They learn Torah, unbelievable, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, so
beautiful.
We're changing your name to Rav Levi of Berdichev.
Okay, good. Okay, let's go on. Okay. Here's another one. Hayao me bitvila, he's davening Shmon Esri. Oh, me bitvila. Vinis Karshi Palel, and he hit him, he'd already davened. Posek, bafilu beemsa. Cut it off immediately. Before he, we say he's about carry, because he hasn't davened yet. So we'll let him daven a little more. But he's already davened. So Posek, bafilu beemsa, brach eini. Is that so? Bama Rav Yoch, Rav Nachman says, Ki avina be Rav Baravua. When I went to visit Rav Baravua, Bamina, he asked the question he was discussing. Hani b'nei Rav, the children of Rav, the Tau, and they made a mistake. Umat grei dechor b'shabbos. Knew anybody ever do that? Ever say at tachonein ladam dat on Shabbos morning? You know, you're thing after telling dirt. Should they finish? They say, and they realize, maybe that's different. But okay, they should taka finish the whole bracha. It's not nice to say atachonein and then not to say the rest of the bracha. So why? Well, in other words, it's not exactly the same, but why should he stop in the middle? It's a mistake. Right, he should stop in the middle. So, Bamarlan going to Okarach, he said, no, Haki Ashta, you got to listen. This is the view of, at least one view. Haki Ashta, Hatam Gavra Barchiyubahu. The man asked the Daven. He's davening, he asked the Daven. Rabbanan, why doesn't he say Atachonein on Shabbos? So there are two views. You ask the average person on the street why he's only Atachonein on Shabbos. Because you can't ask for a personal niche on Shabbos. But that's there's a second view. Tirch, that's here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, not Tirch Tzibur, it's Tirch on him. Rabbananu delo etrachu mishum kvod Shabbat. It's in Shabbos. We don't want to make you schlep at the we don't schlep at the davening Shabbos. Davening on Shabbos is 5 times as long.
I think it's so long.
Maybe it does relate to the first reason. If you're going to, poor Jew in the shtetl, there's no money. So he's going to dumb him for Parnassah, it'll depress him. So we don't talk about Parnassah on Shabbos. In other words, maybe it's the kavod of Shabbos, mm-hmm. not to talk about it, whatever it is. But in other words, the Gemara is saying, really, he could.
Started, right.
Really, he could. So if, hacha, vahacha, hadetzali, okay.
You dive
Yeah, okay. Vamar Yudam or Shmuel. Scan, Rav Yudam's name is Shmuel. He palav a nichnas lebeit haknesset. A guy walked, he finished davening, he went to the early minyan, or he davened at home, and then he comes into shul of Amatzat Tzibur Shimi Palalim. This is very interesting. It's sort of the exact opposite. Before we said you went to stop in the middle, now we're saying when to add a new bracha. Im yachol lechadesh ba'davar. If he can add something, remember they didn't have a fixed text for tefillah. So he would, but probably people said more or less the same thing every day. So he can come up with a new idea to daven for. The Super Bowl is this week. That's in that you can, you know, for the Super Bowl, whatever, okay? Daven for whatever was ever playing there.
I'm not sure if I daven again.
Well, that's what we're saying here. If not, he shouldn't go back and daven. Utsricha, you need to say it both ways, right? If he can daven, if he can be mechadesh, he does, and if not, he doesn't. Well, you don't have to say both, but you do. Utsricha, di'i yashminin kamaita. If you learn the first, I think it's Isu, then Yachid v'Yachid. Oh, I think it's the first, it's the two halakhas of Shmuel, right? Then Hani Mile, Yachid v'Yachid. When you daven first and then you forgot that you daven, that's, you have to stop because that's himself both times. Oh, Tzibur v'Tzibur, both times he's davening v'Tzibur. Aval Yachid l'gabei Tzibur, this is a beautiful expression. Strong. This is strong, man. I always tell people, we daven tefillah b'tzibur not to hear kedusha baruch, but that's a secondary. We've learned it already. We've seen it in brachot. God, listen, ain't a kaddish baruch hu waste with tefillah and shel rabim. Tefillah b'tzibur is it's in a different league, talking about that's in the minors, tefillah b'yachid. Do you want to be in the major leagues? You got to daven b'tzibur. I would have thought, I mean, aval yachid legab b'tzibur command to lot salit. A person who davens at home, and then he comes to shul, it's as if he hasn't davened. What do you mean he davened at home? He didn't really daven. Didn't daven b'tzibur. Wow. Amazing. So therefore, I might have thought I have to re-daven again. So, okay, I don't have to daven again. But the fact that we have such a habamina is amazing. Okay? Okay, that's why. And if you learn the second case, mishum de lo atchil, he didn't start. So about that, for he doesn't have to, he doesn't start. About hatam de itchil ba, he started ema, Lo, you would say not. Right, so tzricha, so you have to mention both cases. Okay. Amar Rav Huna, hanichnas lebeit haKnesset, umatzat tzibur mipalalim. So this is very interesting. You come late to shul. Or how late can you start to Shmon Esrei? You know, you're supposed to, the goal of tefillah b'tzibur is Shmon Esrei. Pesukei Zimra, that's all nice if you get there on time. You know, in many Hasidic places, that's what I alluded to last week. We should start maybe at Rabbi Shmuel Omer, so people don't institutionalize the skipping of Korbanot. In other words, this minion, as most minions around the world, has institutionalized you skip Korbanot. You say, Olam hei adam yirei Shema b'seit there, mekadei Shema Yisrael b'rabim, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So, okay, then let's say Korbanos. Remember, we said Korbanos may be Doraita, Pesukei Zimra, as at not even rabbinic, it's a midat chasidut. So in many shuls, they started Rabbi Shmuel. So some people say, all Korbanos, no Korbanos. The problem, of course, you start Rabbi Shmuel, and then people will skip everything. There's both sides to the issues. I get it. But in Hasidic places, you know, on Shabbos, they start. You know where the chasin starts? In a shtibol, I think, on Shabbos morning? Nishmat. They start Nishmat.
They start with Mincha.
No, they start the time of Mincha. Well, that wasn't nice, but the Amshiner Chassidim. I mean, that was one of the critiques of Chassidim. They davened at all kinds of weird times. But
they once saw him burning the Chametz on time.
I'm sorry?
They once saw him burning the Chametz on time and said, what's going on? Yeah, so it's
Lag Bomer
on time. Like, what
did I say?
No, I'm burning the
Chametz. I'm burning the Chametz on Lag Bomer. Yeah, okay. All right. So here, so you have to time it well. So the Gemara says, "Nichnas to Beit Knesset Matzah Shibur Shem Palim Im Yachov Alach Galig Mor Ad Shelo Yagi Leshatz." If you can finish your Shmon Esrei before the Chazan gets to
where Kedusha,
you would say Kedusha till Modim. It's okay. You can miss Kedusha. Why can you miss Kedusha? Because you can say it on your own. Because the opinion here quoted, if you're davening b'tzibur, you don't need the tzibur. That's b'tzibur. You can say Kedusha b'tzibur. Doesn't mean the chazan out loud. It means you're done with tzibur. You can say, so it's okay if you miss Kedusha when he repeats it, but you can't miss Modim. You also say Modim. No, to say thank you, that we can never miss. Have an opportunity to say thank you, we can't miss. V'im lav al yitpalel. If not, you should wait and daven with the chazan, whatever you should. If you're not going to get there, you know, it happens sometimes. You're davening at a nice band. They're davening at the 6:20. You don't remember what they said. They didn't say so fast as you say. So you're only at Kriyat Shmona when they said. By the time you get to Shmona Esrei, the chazan is going to start repeating it in 25 seconds. So maybe, or a minute and a half, you shouldn't start. From Yeshua ben Levi, Umer v'yachol lach yil, the more way we would assume, lach yilat shalo yagir shas l'kdusha, yipal Halal. Vim lav alipal. But my kamiflege, what are they arguing about? Marsavar yachid omer kedusha. Whether an individual who's part of a minyan, not at home, can say kedusha. Marsavar ein yachid omer kedusha. V'chein amar avada barava. Minayin shein a yachid omer kedusha. How do you know a yachid can't say kedusha? This, how do you know you need a minyan for, no, how do you know a yachid, you need a minyan for kedusha? V'nik dashti. What's kedusha? Benigdashi betoch bnei Israel kol davar shebekdusha lo yeh pachot miasra because of toch toch. My mashma, how does that pasuk say? You need 10. The Tani Ravina Achba the Rav Chiya Barachta. The Ravin Ravanai learned atya toch toch. We have a literary wordplay, what we call in Hebrew gzeir shava. Okay. Toch toch ktiv hacha, it says in this passage, v'nigdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael, I'll be sanctified in b'nei Yisrael. B'ktiv hatam. And it says by Korah, by the Meraglim, of course. He badlu mitoch, remove yourself from this congregation. Mitoch, nu, who is that congregation? 10, because Kalev and Yoshua don't count. Malahala nasara, afka nasara. Okay. Udekule amma miyud meifsak lo paskinan. What is this? Oh yeah.
If you already started Shmona Esrei.
Oh right. Udekule amma miyud meifsak lo paskin. Ibailu ma lavsik liheshmei ra hagadol. In other words, everybody agrees you can't say kedusha while you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei. The Gemara said you can't answer kedusha while you're davening amida. The ar minhag is you silent. Right. So if this is fascinating, and then we'll have to stop. Can you stop for that? That's it's in the Talmud. That was very important. Say Yeheshmei Rav Baruch Olam. That's like the most important thing you can say. You can stop for nothing. You're learning about God's spiritual Masei Merkava. Hosek. The late Hilchatak Bateh, but we don't paskin like this. Amazing. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Shabbat Shalom.